Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, which we are updating every day. And you can listen, you can read, you can ask questions on any topic under the small business sun. We've got it right there for you. And, of course, any time, in any period, any block of time between 5 seconds and 15 minutes or anywhere in between. So check that out. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And of course, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with the lifestyle diva, Debbie Meyer, and she's the lady who invented the green bags, also the cake cutter, right, Debbie?
Yeah, that's my very first.
That was your baby, wasn't it?
That was my baby.
That
yeah,
was the that was the one that launched the dream, wasn't it?
That was the very first thing. Yeah,
the cake cutter.
Still, and in fact, still a very successful product. And it's been actually on television now for 10 years.
You know, I don't have an autographed cake cutter.
Oh, well,
I need an autographed.
That real quick.
I need an autographed cake cutter. So
right, we'll
I need one
quick.
Of those. But folks, check it out. And of course, that's Debbie, give us that website, please.
You can either go to debbiemeyer.com or all my products are actually available at hsn.com.
hsn.com. So check it out, folks. And that's the green bags and the cake cutter and everything. Debbie, as we went to the break, You said something I thought was very important, and that is, and folks, our conversation with David today is a combination of just raw entrepreneurial instincts, and also things to do to get ready for the new year, to get ready to go move into the new year, and which I think, Debbie, is not only a new year, but I think the threshold of a new age.
Oh,
I think
I
where we're going
completely.
is looking a lot different. Challenges and opportunities are going to look a lot different than what we, where we've been, and so that's what we're talking about. But Debbie, you said something about the what ifs, and you know, being prepared for the what ifs, and that's not easy either, because being prepared for the what ifs sometimes costs money.
It sure does, but being prepared for the what ifs also can mean that possibly something you're doing isn't working.
Yeah, okay. Tell us about that.
And that's really big, too, because, you know, we all want to be successful. We all want to think our plan is the best plan. We all want to think our product's the best product and whatever. And, frankly, you've got to be prepared if that is not the case. And, you know, and we all have ups and downs. We all have periods of times when, you know, things are good and when things level off and maybe when things are not so good and mm-hmm. how do we get them back up there? And part of that is that whole taking stock of the situation.
Right.
Sometimes we need to take stock of situations and certain things we haven't wanted to do.
Which you can't do if you're in denial.
No, exactly. You can't deal with anything if you're in denial.
Right. Denial, folks, is you know, not that river in Egypt. It's a huge 800-pound gorilla that comes and plays in our backyard sometime, doesn't it, Debbie?
It sure does. And you know, literally, you've got to open the back gate and kick him out of there.
Right, right.
Because if you don't deal with it, somebody else is going to deal with it for mm-hmm. you, and that's mm-hmm. not going to be a good thing. So you have to face up to situations and deal with them. You know, and it's no better time than early in the year when that motivational, you know, thing is running high in your system.
Right.
Everybody talks about resolutions. They talk about, oh, I'm going to do this differently, I'm going to do that differently, and then 30 days later, you can't even remember what it was you resolved to do.
What do we, as we're trying to take care of the thing, the fundamentals that we've already know work, and they're still working. Of course, as you said, you got to keep checking them because some of those things are adjusting right now, even as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
But how do we add a new discipline? How do we, you know, let's talk about doing one more new discipline. Let's don't try to eat this, you know, this cake all at once. Let's take a piece of it at a time. And how would we add one more discipline to our array of things that we do every day now?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that taking stock of the situation. What are all the things you are doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you actually can list all the things you do to make your business work or run or develop, there has to be something in there, in that group that you have developed, and in fact that you've been doing as a matter of habit, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
that you need to pare down, you need to farm out. You know, maybe it's something you don't need to do regularly. Maybe you need
right.
to do it quarterly.
And certainly you need to identify things that you don't have to do anymore.
Absolutely.
When you first learned how to do it, you thought you were the only person who could do it, and you were right because you were the only one who was there. But now if you've got any help at all, even contractors,
contractors,
what can you get rid of?
Extremely important. That's a good way to cut your, keep your overheads down and under
right.
control, because you know what it's costing you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a salary, really, being paid to somebody. It's a fee.
So look at the things around you. And see what you can delegate, see what you need to get better at yourself, and maybe see what needs to be jettisoned.
And you know, the whole thing about, you know, we're talking about entrepreneurs, and we're talking about a very interesting kind of person. There's we talk about the entrepreneurial spirit. We talk
mm-hmm.
about, you know, that drive. And entrepreneurs seem to be able to dig deeper when people think they've hit rock bottom.
Right.
So that's the time when that whole spirit thing has to kick in. It's not how many times they knock you down, it's how many times you get up.
Right. Sometimes you're not measured by what you do, but by what you overcome.
That's right. And, when we talk about dig deeper, as entrepreneurs, I think we don't know how deeply we
can
dig.
That's exactly right. If we did, we wouldn't do it, probably. It's probably best that we don't know, Debbie. Hey, Debbie, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I want to ask Debbie, it's going to get a little dangerous here, folks.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask Debbie about something that's, I think, maybe a little particular to the ladies and some things that they can do right after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.